You know, I was talking about, excuse me, I literally gonna go off topic. I saw, is it Premier Protein? And I saw at Walmart and I'm like, oh, limited edition root beer flavor. Ooh, now that sounds wonderful, doesn't it? Summertime, that sounds delicious. Root beer protein shake. That's gonna hit the spot. You know what I was thinking? I'm gonna put some carbonated water in it. Some ice, I'm gonna throw it in the blender. A little bit, maybe an amaretto, you know, coffee creamer. Mix it all together, you know, a little bit more ice, and this is gonna taste great. I was really looking forward to it. It tastes like vanilla without the root beer. And really, in all reality, I thought, yeah, I should have just bought some root beer and skipped the limited edition Premier Protein root beer. And I just plugged it, but not in the exact greatest way, because it didn't taste like root beer. It tasted like vanilla protein shake. And maybe it's just me. I'm drinking, because I'm drinking like a country song. I'm drinking too many protein shakes. Feeling like I'm burned out too. Going to Walmart, so I'll set Premier Protein Limited's here for you. Then went home, put it in a blender with some acid and ready to. But when I got my shake out, started to drink out, taste like a damn vanilla shake, protein shake. Not a root beer too. Sorry, I have some laughs. I had somebody try to project me today. Not like the game projection. Remember the game projection, excuse me, when you were younger? And depending how old you are, you would know what the game projection is. That's my project. Try to project on me today. What is up with that? People have bad days. If somebody rub you the wrong way, or you have a problem with somebody or someone's. Why do people insist on taking it out if people have nothing to do with anything? Like, you know what? They're having such a good time. They're making, they're laughing and stuff. And I'm not going to allow it. Because I'm not laughing, I'm going to have a good time. I'm just going to rain on their parade. I'm going to send them a text message, phone call, email, however you want to do, waltz your ass out or whatever. Why do people project? It's a psychological term, projection. And some people, not psychological or have a PhD and degree in mental health, call it just bullseyeing somebody or just raining on their parade. Why do people project? I call it a pot shots. You know, pot shot to me, it's just a jab, another word for jab. When you look at things without emotion and look at rhyme and reason and, you know, look at it for what it is, you analyze the situation and look at it logically and you're like, having a bad day. What if they got into it with their spouse, maybe their son or daughter, somebody, I don't know, at the gym or something, maybe Kohl's or somewhere, department store, I don't know. They do another pot shot. And then you realize your response after you start realizing what they're doing, the response is the same. You're just like, oh, okay. All right. Okay. I had somebody try to do that to me. Try to do a pot shot. Project. Not the game Projection by Hasbro. Is that a game? Projection? I thought it was. Now I have to look at it. Anyway. Literally. You know, I know what I'm looking for, and I realize with the realtor, as she said, you know, it's now that we're getting, you know, into the home buying season, you know, mortgage season, real estate market season, and the inventory is already not good, Kim. I had to switch from a subsidized realtor, gentleman's part-time, doing this part-time, not full-time, and ended up looking outside of the state that he is licensed, so handing me to somebody else who has their real estate license in multiple states I'm looking for. And I'm realizing, as she said, and she's full time, is the inventory is now extremely low. As soon as a house goes up, it's gone. It's a seller's market once again, yes. But the problem is the sellers aren't finding a house to get into. So what happens is all the realtors who own rental property, what they do is they buy up homes, they gobble them up like Hungry Hungry Hippo by Hasbro, I believe. Sorry, it was funny. Sorry. We'll go finish this podcast. Be serious. Serious, Kim. and start gobbling them up like hungry hippos. You know what I mean? Like the little balls are on the board. Like, literally, that's what they do. Oh my God, what's she on? There's a projection person. Always blaming medicine. Oh my God, the antibiotic? It made her laugh. That's it. I'm contacting her daughter because we can't have that. Here's a side effect of the antibiotic. It makes her laugh. And I'm not okay with that. Because I'm having a bad day with my spouse, with somebody at Kohl's, somebody at the gym or whatever, my other children, child, whatever, and I just can't have that. And then I'm calling to let you know that I don't agree with the medicine that you have her on because it's making her laugh. And oncology patients aren't allowed to laugh. They have to look sick. They have to look terminal. They are. They have to look miserable. And they're not allowed to wear makeup, and they're not allowed to wear hair extensions. They're not allowed having nice clothes. They can't wear good clothes, and they just have to look like shit all the time. And that's just my strong opinion. Could you please put her on something else? Please. Really happened to me. It wasn't antibiotic. It was Drano. Yeah. I had like two individuals. I think it's three or four. I don't know. But I know two for sure, certain. Actually, three. Because the one ratted the other two out. Oh, really? So, oh, this really happened. Oh, really? Come over to my house and they sit down and telling me, so they're saying I'm the one contacting your doctors? Really? Really? Because they were part of it. They both knew exactly what was going on. Sorry, let me tell you something. They knew exactly, Kim, who I was calling. They knew exactly. They knew what's going on. They can sit there and tell you it's all me. It wasn't all me. I'm sorry. Nothing like throwing somebody else underneath the bus or U-Haul or, I don't know, a Tesla. I don't know, whatever. Just a metaphoric sense of being. Just went all over the place with this. Oh, that's right. You're not allowed to laugh if you're sick. You have chronic illness, you're not allowed to laugh. I'm sorry, plot twist. Patience or respect what I'm saying. Laughter is the greatest gift you'll ever give yourself. Excuse me, when you're dealing with illness or dealing with oncology or field treatments or progression. You know, cancer, tumors, however you slice and dice it, want to say it, and your voice changes, that's probably the medicine. Call her other doctor now. Do you know her other doctor? No? Hire that private investigator again, because I need to know everything. Got Social Security? I need to know. Tell the judge. I'm coming back. Oh, really? Give me a different judge? I don't think so. Uh-uh. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Oh, they give me the same judge? Nope, I don't want that judge because he didn't agree with what I was saying. He didn't give me what I want. I want this judge. Yeah, that's right. I want this judge. That's right. I do. What was that? What was it? Huh? Hold on. Wait a minute. Why did that motion and that go back to the original judge? That's not who I wanted. What do you mean? What do you mean they want to see me? What? What? Oh, they said don't do that again. And here I am. Oh, really? That's what he said? Oh, he just threw the motion out. How's those dandelions growing? I heard they're pretty good to put in a blender with a protein shake. I didn't do that. I knew somebody did that. They literally bullseye project, and then they go to a judge, and then they get already reprimanded, and then they go do something else. You know, because it wasn't good enough, and then they're having all these things going on in their life, and they project again, and then it backfired again. Got stuck with the same judge when they want a different judge, and it wasn't a good judgment with the judge, and I got thrown out. And that's what I mean about projection, like bullseyeing people. You know, you're going through trials and tribulations, and you're blaming everybody but the person or persons. I'm different. I got a problem with somebody. I got a problem with that somebody. I'm going to talk about the problem with somebody. It has nothing to do with anybody else. It has nothing to do with it. It has to do with the person or individuals you have a problem with. I'm a straight shooter. I'm just going to say it. Okay? I don't project. I don't need to project my issues with someone or someone's on anybody else. Why would I do that? It has nothing to do with anybody else. That's dumb. Okay? That's like elementary school stuff. I got a problem with somebody. I got a problem with you. I got a problem with individuals. I got a problem with individuals. I'll handle it accordingly. I got a problem with you. Period. I don't need to go behind your back. I'm going to let it be known. Avoid, evade. I got a problem with you. Why do we project? Why do we blame and take that out on everybody else but the person or individuals we got problems with? Whether it's marital, whether it's family, whether it's friend related, whether it's coworkers, whether it's your banker, whether it's your insurance company, whether if it's the trolls in the backyard, because somebody sent me a listing, an 800 square foot house. I believe it was for the troll dolls. And I know I'm short. At 5'6" is not that damn short for women or ladies, you know? But an 800 square foot house, and you're sending me that, I took that as a personal pot shot that they had a bad day. And I called them out for it, rightfully so. Where am I putting, starting as an entrepreneur in August, where am I putting all these boxes? Where am I putting all my stuff? Where am I putting my home office? In the backyard with the troll's garden? Where are my fur kittens going? Do the trolls have magical houses in the mushrooms in the backyard? I mean, trolls do make houses out of mushrooms. I didn't see any mushroom gardens in the back on Google Satellite, so I wasn't sure why anybody sent me an 800 square foot house. And knowing that that's probably never going to work out. Unless, of course, I know what you're thinking, a 3'2" troll. And in that, I mean, that would work. So what I did is I said, listen, this is the house I'm looking for. This is the safe neighborhood type of area I'm looking for. This is the dimension square footage because, you know, I have fur kiddos and, you know, taking that big risk, life risk, because I have to stay on my own 2 feet, you know, and I have to financially keep moving forward. As an Army of One, I'm gonna need some space because, you know, when you're an entrepreneur and you're making a big gamble, you know, and I'm ready to take that risk, you know, it's going to work. It's going to work. If not, I got to dust myself off and try again. You're only one step away from true success, entrepreneurs, when you fail. Okay. Dust yourself off. Try again. The worst thing happens. You fail again. That's okay. It's a learning curve. All right. Figure out what went wrong. Get your ass up. Try again. Don't go feel sorry for yourself. Cry in a river. Say that for Justin Timberlake. Okay. Get yourself back up. Do it all over again. You'll succeed. It's the truth. You'll succeed. But literally, I think it was it could have been Smurfette's cousin or grandmother or somebody, because they are small like trolls, aren't they? The Smurfs? I don't know. Papa Smurf could have sent it. I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. But it's an 800 square foot house that with fur kiddos and being an entrepreneur and needing business space and a home office to start with. And I'm not sure if I was planning on sleeping in the mushroom garden, if they would have had a mushroom garden. And I didn't see it. So I knew somebody had a bad day. You know? Come on. Come on now. You listen to the podcast and you stalk it still. You knew you were gonna get a podcast for yourself. Because you like to have a podcast about yourself. And I'm going to give you this one. That's it. I'm not going to give you any more. Okay? But for people that are trolls that live in mushroom houses, I do have an 800 square foot house, a human house, that if you built and actually, you know, started getting it together late in the season, a mushroom garden and was building little gnome and troll homes out of mushrooms, this house may be for you. I don't know. Contact me down here for yourself, my journey, and I'll let you know. Tell them Papa Smurf sent you. And you got to make humor. When people pot shot, don't fire back at man. People who project, psychological terms, mental health, project. People that have trials and tribulations and they don't know how to go through and maneuver through them, and they'll pot shot. Or if they hate somebody that bad, they have hatred, they just can't stand your guts, they'll pot shot you. They catch you laughing, having a good day, or being lighthearted humor, they're going to pot shot you. There's some people that don't like to see people happy. And isn't that a lot of damn people in this world? 2023, everybody's damn angry. I'm going to say about 8%. I don't get it. I've been that kind of person my whole life. I'm not going to change. If I got a problem with you, I got a problem with you. Podcast is about you. I got a problem with you. Period. It's not about every Joe Schmo. It's about one particular person or individuals. I'm going to make it a lesson. And Papa Smurf's lesson is in little troll dolls is there are 800 square foot houses available. And you could build that mushroom village in the back. And it will work for you, I promise. I think there's enough room. Hey, don't do that. Don't do that if you have a bad day, folks. Don't go taking out other people. Oh, cool. Could somebody see somebody happy or whatever? Like, I'm not going to have them happy. Mm-mm. I'm going to call, text, mail, show up, walk over, big wheel it over. and I'm going to ruin the day. Oh, are you looking for a property? I don't know what kind of property you're looking for. I'm going to send you Smurfette's house for sale. Okay? Because I want to make you angry. I want you to respond back out of your emotion. I want you to scream at me. I want you to get angry at me. Okay? And then I'm going to show everybody. Oh, but the part that I need to show them, because I'm only going to show them what I want to show them, because I want to project and make this person who it goes through trials and tribulations with a grain of salt, and they still are able at the end of the day through their journey smile, because that's a true warrior, that's a true survivor, and that's me. And I'm literally going to just share with everybody. I'm going to share with you, hey, I'm calling you right now. Are you calling me? Call me yet? No? Here. You know what? Her text messages I got back, look at this. Oh, she's a horrible person. Oh my God, she is. Oh. Wait a minute. Oh, I can't send that one or that one or that one, that text message. Because that would make too much sense. And then I look bad. I can't do that. Here, I'm just going to send you these. Oh, God, it's terrible. It's terrible. Call their doctor. Find out which new doctor she has. What medicine is she on now? Really? Really? Buskin Bakery, Yellow Smile Cookies? We can't have that. Tell her doctor she can't eat them. No, because she can't be happy. No, I'm having a bad day. Yeah, so-and-so. Yeah, my spouse, the gym, somebody at the store, whatever, yeah. But I don't like her podcast, her laughing or anything, and I'm going to project. I did. I sent her Smurfette's house, and Papa Smurf gave it to Smurfette, and I gave it to the trolls, and in turn, I just had a pot shot and sent it to her. I know what she needs. She deserves the best, but in my opinion, she doesn't, and I'm not going to give it to her. And I don't want to see her happy. So there you go. Sorry. Gotta make laughter out of things. You really do. But don't do that. I gotta check out this podcast. We're gonna take out this. This is a learning lesson. You're going through problems in life with people or situations, whatever. Don't go pot shot. Don't go whatever you want to call it. Pot shot, project, projection, Hasbro, Hungry Hungry Hippos. That is Hasbro. If it's past, Hasbro. Has in the past. I'm sorry, they still exist, Hasbro. What's that other one? Starts with an M. Mattel. Didn't they make the Barbie heads? Everybody had one of those Barbie heads. Why didn't you get the full Barbie body? Why are you giving kids just the neck up? Why are we giving girls? Why did we as Mattel? Is it Hasbro who made the Barbie heads? Why is my neighbor looking at me from their window? And I'm looking at them. And they're looking at me. Should I wave? That's weird. Really happening. That's weird. I should put the Barbie head, if I had one, the makeup head, in the window and make them think, wouldn't it? That's strange. It's weird. I'm just going to keep looking until they're uncomfortable. Maybe I should wave. Maybe I should turn on the light right now to see me. It's just the darkened screens in the window. They can't see me. What's really going on? Are they gonna look away? I don't think they realize I can see them. Maybe because I'm sandwiched between the top and bottom layer of the window cat perch. They are looking. And that is strange itself. What's more strange, why they look at me and I'm looking at them podcasting. They probably listen to it and go, how did she see me and I didn't see her? Because it's an illusion. Why did we, and I'm going off the topic, so I'm in this podcast on just a crazy note, because this is crazy. When my neighbor's watching me, Stone, I'm watching them. Weird. Yeah, you should have one of those makeup Barbie heads. Why did we start those? Who designed those, created those? I think I must sit down. Let's see if they, oh, they saw me. But remember, we used to get the Barbie heads. Who didn't as kids? Now I got the light out. Oh, they saw, I saw them. Remember the Barbie heads? It was just the neck up. How distorted is that if you really think about it? Oh, little Janie, she's 5 years old. She wants to do makeup on her first Barbie. I'm going to get her the Barbie head that sits on a piece of plastic that looks like a plastic plate. And all you're going to get is the neck up. And that's it. And there's going to be earrings. There's going to be little makeup things you can do. And the makeup was never enough. That's fake makeup. Be real as a young girl. a little girl. You want the real stuff. So you're going to go into your mom's makeup thing because your mom, well, she bought it for you. And I'm a young kid and I'm sorry, but the four crowns is not justice to even justify, even Justin Timberlake would say it. It's not enough to do red lipstick and blue eyeshadow and pink and purple blush. And I'm using my mom and whoever else's brush too, and all of their hair things. And they're going to wonder why they got to spend $100 at Walmart or Kroger's or whatever it was, IGA back in the day, because it's not enough. What were we thinking? How crazy is that? Isn't that like a little weird with Barbie heads, but it's only the neck up? Why did we not, as a company, as a toy manufacturer, give the little girl and the child the full Barbie, okay? I'm talking, make the Barbie life size, okay? Different outfits, the makeup. If we're gonna do a makeover, okay, and we could be the next, I don't know, TLC show, okay? Extreme Makeover, but for clothing and cosmetics and that, and Queer Eye for the Blind Guy, or Blind Guy Queer Eye, or Queer Eye for Straight Guy, or I don't know what it's called. I liked that show anyway. I used to, before streaming and Fire Sticks and Roku, I used to record that. You know, when people used to have cable and satellite TV, and now we don't anymore. Who wants to pay $300 a month? That's crazy itself. That goes with the Barbie head. But isn't that crazy to think about now, Barbie head? What were we teaching? That we only have to worry about as young girls when we grow up to be women is what you look like from the neck up. And you could wear whatever the hell on the neck down. Or were we teaching the importance of it's more important to take care of your makeup and hair and to hell with your emotional happiness and, you know, the rest of your body and... Or is that like serial killer-like? Isn't it crazy? I'm just going to give you the neck and the head. And I want you to sit down, Janie, with your sisters. And I want you to just go ahead and play for 3 hours with this Barbie head. And you wonder why as young kids, they started like distorting. You'd find the Barbies. The mothers would find the Barbie dolls, you know, in their, you know, little Barbie cases. And their heads would be like the Exorcist. And their hair's all crazy. And you wonder if you stick a kid in a room with a Barbie neck up. The Barbie makeover Barbie, like life size, the head's bigger than your kid's head. And you wonder why then you got them real Barbies. And then you found them all crazy and crazy positions. Like the arms backwards and the foot down the other way. And their hair looks like Broom Matilda did it. And where did it start? Did it start with the Barbie head? Because that's just crazy weird. I better cut this podcast. I may have somebody contact another doctor of mine saying, you know what? What was that you gave her? Really? Oh, really? Well, I don't want her having any more Buskin cookies or any of that because I can't have her have a bad day. Because the lesson today, folks, on podcast for Yourself, My Journey is projection and pot shots. And when we go through trials and tribulations and people rub us the wrong way or day or whatever, a month or year, and we have issues with people as adults, we need to handle the issue with the appropriate party or parties and not take it out on people who have nothing to do with anything. And if you're having a bad day, by golly, there's plenty of places to shop that need your business. They need your money because everybody's hurt and let's face it. And all these retailers are going bankrupt. Or by all means, it's summertime. And what I always say, get out, take care of yourself. Take care of number one person in the mirror. Get yourself some ice cream. Turn your frown upside down. Take the pot shot. That's right. And turn it into a brownie supreme at Dairy Queen. And don't forget, a person behind you that doesn't have a body, well, that's a Barbie head. It's a neck up. And that's why you don't get your kids those for Christmas or birthday gifts. Don't forget to pay it forward because even Barbie herself, that's right, with the head backwards and twisted arm, has a bad day too. Pay it forward. Amen. I don't know if amen is appropriate.